So life is all about relationships, and relationships are all about trust. And what I'm hoping you're now able to consider, and hopefully appreciate and understand, is that our ability to connect with other people is going to be pretty much determined by our willingness to look at things, look at life from other people's perspectives. And this brings us on to a really fascinating process stroke idea that I want to share with you in this video. And this is very much about us building up and enhancing the levels of trust that we have in our relationships with other people, especially with our clients, which we can do so when we actively engage in the process of looking at life through their eyes and seeing life from their perspective. So this is an idea that I've drawn from neuro-linguistic programming and this modality's way of looking at things. And perceptual positions is about taking another position outside of the view that we would naturally be inclined to take or hold. So say, for example, you were to engage in a discussion with another person, and then this other person was to say something that you fundamentally disagree with, and then you go ahead and disagree. Well, disagreement is a fantastic way of severing the connection and the trust between people. But then there's an alternative approach that we can take. When our goal isn't to be right, and it's not about correcting another person or telling them what we see or what we think or what our opinion is, but instead our goal is to understand the other person's perspective and how it is that they see things. And this is a fantastic model that allows us to do this. So what perceptual positions tells us is that there's three ways of looking at any circumstance or situation or any conversation that we have. All right, now by now I'm hoping that we've grasped this fact that the way in which we see things isn't always the way that things are. So we, as life coaches, doesn't matter how skilled and competent we become, we're still more than capable of misinterpreting and misreading circumstances, situations, and people at times. So we want to minimize the risk of this happening for the purposes of maintaining connection with people and preserving the trust that is in place. So the first angle that we can take when looking at situations and relationships, conversations, is from the viewpoint of self. All right. Now, when we're having a conversation with another person, especially on an intellectual or a rational level, we're talking about what we think, what we feel, how we see things, how we've interpreted other people's events, and all this kind of stuff. The viewpoint of self, what we focus on, will determine what we feel. Now, this is the perspective that most people get trapped in life. Why? Because it's the one that we're most accustomed to. This is our default setting, if you like, looking at the world through our own eyes, interpreting our life's events as we interpret them, and just thinking that everything that we assume to be true is true. When we start serving other people, when we start coaching or, start focusing our efforts towards helping other people in life, this wants to become our new default mode, all right? Where we're actually going against the grain, we're no longer buying into our own perception, our own ways of looking at life anymore, but instead, we're doing our best pretty much all of the time to look at life through other people's eyes, knowing that if we're doing this, we're going to stand a better chance of being able to empathically connect with them first and foremost, but also relate to them secondly, and on the third level, fundamentally understand them. It's when we start operating from this perspective, seeking first to understand other people, this is what leads us to ask better questions. So you've just said this, I don't quite understand that. Help me understand. So you've just made this observation, and how was it you arrived at this? We are asking questions for the purpose of understanding people, not advising them or correcting them or showing them up to be right or wrong or anything like this. All right. The second perspective is all about us understanding how the other person sees a situation from the perspective that matters the most to them. All right. This is what allows us to empathically relate with them on a much deeper level. And incidentally, when we start connecting with people through this perceptual position, the feedback that you're likely to get from other people is that, my goodness, I just feel like you were there with me through that conversation. My goodness, I feel like we've got a really strong connection. I really feel like we're connecting well here. Why? Because when we're operating from just a limited perspective of self, well, our goal isn't to understand. But when we're operating from this perspective of other, our goal is to understand and see and appreciate their perspective. Self perceptual position is just about our perspective. This is about theirs. Now, what it is possible at times to fall victim to our own personal prejudices, our own personal biases, and our own subjectivity. But sometimes we can also fall victim to another person's personal biases, subjectivity, by over-relating to them. All right. So there's two sides to every coin. All right. Sometimes if we under-relate to another person, it can cost us connection and trust. Sometimes if we over-relate to another person by putting ourselves in their shoes, especially as coaches, we can end up also doing more damage than good by making another person's story more about us than what it is about them, if that makes sense. All right. So what I'm going to propose, the healthiest perceptual position that we can operate from as coaches, is yes, we want to dabble in the other person's perspective so we can understand how it is that they see things and how they've perhaps arrived at these perspectives. But I'm going to suggest that this third perceptual position being observer, all right? It's how the situation appears to a person who's not involved in the situation whatsoever. We want to be looking at this other person's circumstance, their story, their situation, from a completely objective perspective. Because the perspective of self is obviously subjective to us. The perspective of other is obviously subjective to the other. But the perspective of an observer is always going to remain objective by nature and based upon facts. My goodness, so you've just mentioned this, you've just mentioned that, and how is it you know that this is true? And for what purpose have you made this decision? And how specifically do you see this decision helping you or serving you or aiding you, you know, getting closer to this long-term, medium-term, short-term goal that you have? All right. So if as individuals we want to remain objective in our interactions and conversations with them, then this is kind of where we want to be aiming for, approaching our relationships from this observer perspective, you know, how the situation appears to someone who's just simply not involved. This just allows us to remain grounded in this place of natural intrigue. We're not wanting to understand this second person or a client's for our own interests, and we're certainly not wanting to over-relate to them. What we want to become grounded in is what's actually true for them and how their perspective or how their perception differs from that which is true. Remember, the third or the fourth pillar in relationships, it was building healthy relationships, is truth. All right, so our effectiveness as life coaches is going to be determined by our ability to lead our clients into greater degrees of insight and revelation into that which is true for them. So this is what we want to be doing here as observers of our clients' lives. Yes, we want to be looking and fully acknowledging their perspective, but through the lens of truth. To question their perspective, to help them see that which is true from that which isn't true, and ultimately grow and develop their perspective. So, does this make sense? Are you following on? Don't worry if not. In the next video, I'm gonna welcome back Karen for the first time in this section. I'm gonna have a perceptual positions-based conversation. We're gonna ask Karen to talk about a relationship that she has in her life at the moment that just isn't quite where she hopes or wants it to be. And we're going to explore why the relationship is in the state that it's in. And then we're going to get to look at this relationship from these three different angles to see how her perspective shifts and changes. So hope you find this interesting and look forward to seeing how this concept is applied in actuality in the next clip.